Hi, welcome. This is the TSK Cafe Cappuccino, where you can listen to my beans, reply, respond to them on this app. I do this every morning, of course. I talk and I give at least 3 beans every morning, which is like three minute audio clips. And I converse with you guys and respond with you guys whenever you guys decide to respond to my beans, which are these little small voice recordings. If you're on the list, because it's very exclusive, you know, so I usually just like, it's very exclusive, you know. You gotta give people an invitation code to come up here and listen to you and your small voice memos, you know? And in order for them to respond and you guys converse, like voice message each other, because that's pretty much what it is a private voice message group. Like, so, you know, depending on who has the code, you know, anybody who I invite is able to give that code to anybody, which in turn allows more people to hear my voice, but only privately, you know. It's very exclusive, you know. Not everybody has access. So that's what makes it more valuable. So, yeah. And this, I usually start with an introduction every morning, which is what this is, telling you about the app, telling you about how it works. And also, you know, the second memo that I do is usually a story. You know, I usually tell a story, then I do a prompt. You know, I talk about something serious, talk about stuff that I usually keep secret from people, or in my opinion. I do that on my second bean, because I do 3 beans every morning, which is 9 minutes of voice memos, right? So yeah, tune in for the next bean. Yeah. What's good? Welcome to the TSK Cafe Cappuccino. This my second bean this morning, you know what I mean? This is where I talk more in about the topic of discussion, you know what I mean, about health, stuff like that, how I feel about it. Yeah, man, you know, it's kind of hard with quarantine. You know, it's kind of hard with everything going on the way it is. And so it is kind of hard to try to find something to get this insanity, you know, I wouldn't even say insanity, just get our normal sanity back. It's kind of hard, or just getting our mind off of this craziness, you know. It can get difficult, you know, because we have to adapt. And as we adapt, it gets harder when certain things change for you that you're used to, you know. And it's kind of hard to get into a regular schedule. So I'll tell you guys how I'm managing and how I'm coping to give you guys a better understanding, you know. I like to work out, you know. I don't work out like how your average workout person would, you know, where they work out and they're just jacked and they're muscled and they're buff and they're Incredible Hulk and they just, you know, models and all that. No, I don't do that. I work out simply because, for one, it helps, like, so far as the healthiness of it, and two, you know, I need to, you know, it actually kind of gives me some type of sanity, you know, because it's a part of my schedule. You know, I work out once, twice a week for my cardio. And it's been the best thing I've ever could have done. You know, I do jump roping, hula hoop, etc., the whole nine. And it feels great, honestly. So I say exercising, reading books, you know, try to figure out what's good for your skin, your hair, whatever, you know, just health stuff, health related things. And just figure out a way to get your mind off this craziness. Yeah. Yeah. If you could be in a different generation, what generation would you be in? I say I'd be in the 90s. You know, I wouldn't say the 80s because of the crack epidemic. And plus, it's just crazy, man. The Jerry Curl, the smoking. But then you also got the corny, classy rap. And you know about that, man. That's why I kind of don't want to do the 80s. The 80s seem like it's not my generation. Wouldn't be very entertaining for me. You know, greasers and all that shit with the mullets, and it was just a corny era. That's why I don't want to do the 80s. Not saying that it's a bad era, because you wouldn't have the 90s without the 80s, but man, I love the 90s. The 90s was so much more colorful than the 80s. Much more things going on. It was very diverse. It's when you started looking at what's different, what's colorful, eye patches. I'm talking about different colored sweaters, and I'm talking about this when certain computers were out, and man, it was amazing, man. When you start having the pagers, and man, it was great. I wasn't born in the 90s, but I definitely can see myself being a part of it, especially with the music. The music was when things started getting lyrical, you know, poetry started getting into the mix. People started really talking about stuff, and a lot of it came from Atlanta and LA, you know, where in the 80s, it was originated in New York, and that's all hip hop was. It was like everybody had their own little thing. It was different. But now you started to see the 90s was kind of the blueprint for how free things could have been, in like how free the culture, you know, it was the first free culture, you know what I mean? It's the 90s, you know, where you start seeing sitcoms pop off and different type of stuff like comedy and Def Jam comedy and Def Jam poetries. And bro, it was amazing. And it was like you start to see this colorful era, and it was amazing, man. I just love it.